KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. A suspicious package of powder has been removed from the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office in Council Bluffs. The Daily Nonpareil reports that firefighters were sent to the office a little after 1:30 p.m. on Thursday. They were responding to a report that a white powdery substance contained in a clear plastic bag had been found inside of a manila envelope that had been opened in the office. Assistant Fire Chief Matt Thomas said the envelope was addressed to the Pottawatomie County Jail. He says the envelope was open, but the bag containing the powdery substance was not. No one was evacuated from the building during the incident. Thomas said the bag's contents will be examined at Iowa's State Hygienic Laboratory in Des Moines. News Time 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The National Weather Service says some thunderstorms that passed through Atlantic last night caused some tree damage and produced some pea-sized hail. The Cass County Emergency Management Agency told the Weather Service winds estimated at 45 miles per hour caused a 5-inch diameter tree limb to break in Atlantic at around 9:30 p.m. Pea-sized hail was observed here at the KJAN studios as well at around that same time and elsewhere in town. There were no other immediate reports of damage in Atlantic. In Montgomery County, emergency management officials said G Avenue between Highway 34 and Old Highway 34 was closed for a few hours late Thursday evening due to a power line falling over the roadway west of Red Oak. The road was reopened at around 11:15 p.m. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are asking for your help in identifying the person or persons responsible for an incident of vandalism in Villisca. Authorities say at around 12:20 p.m. Thursday, they received a report of two wooden picnic tables that had several boards broken. One of the tables was also flipped over. The incident happened in the shelter area of the Enerson Elementary School Park in Villisca. It occurred sometime between 4 p.m. Wednesday and 6 a.m. on Thursday. If you have any information about the crime, call Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. Two people were arrested Thursday in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 50-year-old Brian David Meserly of Fort Dodge was arrested late Thursday morning on drug charges following a traffic stop on Highway 34 about 5 miles west of Red Oak. Meserly was charged with possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver and possession of methamphetamine and heroin, third offense, and he was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. And early Wednesday afternoon, 21-year-old Kylie Brian Caron of Red Oak was arrested on reckless driving and criminal mischief in the second-degree charges following a traffic accident that involved a house at 150th Street in rural Red Oak. Officials say Caron was found in the east ditch of Highway 48 near 160th Street at around 1:50 p.m. Caron was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet later this morning here in Atlantic during their session that begins at 9 a.m. in the courthouse. The board will act on several matters, including the approving of a bargaining agreement for the fiscal year 2014 with the Secondary Roads Department, the abatement of property taxes for a property owned by the City of Oneida, the assignment of a county-held tax certificate of purchase to the City of Cumberland for a property in the second edition, and a software code support agreement and fiscal year 2014 information technology services agreement with Solutions Incorporated. News time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon, or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Izetta Bopp, age 100, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Sunday. Services for Izetta Bopp will be today at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Irma Chalfont, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died May the 24th. Funeral services for Irma Chalfont will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Everett Red Faust, age 87, of Atlantic, a longtime former sales manager and owner of KJAN Radio, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Red Faust will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. William Blackmer Sr., age 87, formerly of Casey, died last August. Memorial services for William Blackmer Sr. will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Eugene King, age 81, and Wanda King, age 78, have died. Joint memorial graveside services for Eugene and Wanda King will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Rounds, age 83, of Carson, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dorothy Rounds will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Darlene Kordick, age 97, who's formerly of the Anita and Bridgewater areas, died Wednesday. A funeral mass for Darlene Kordick will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Henry Nienhaus, age 97, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Henry Nienhaus will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gisella Jarvis, age 67, of Panora, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gisella Jarvis will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at her home, which is at 1709 Wink Avenue in rural Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Ronald Crone, age 81, of Avoca, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Ronald Crone will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ruth Steffens, age 86, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Ruth Steffens will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bailey, age 82, of Atlantic, died May 23rd. Graveside services for Robert Bailey will be Saturday at 3:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Bonnie Boyd, age 60, of New Auburn, Wisconsin, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Bonnie Boyd will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Marjorie Killian, age 82, of Orient, died Wednesday in Creston. Funeral services for Marjorie Killian will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Howard Benz, age 98, formerly of Earlham, died May 22nd. Funeral services for Howard Benz will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. And Lyle Pigg, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Lyle Pigg are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.